first off, has been a concern over many years. I remember I did a story a few years ago with a student who did a video about the potholes in the parking lot. So obviously this hasn't improved any. Is that your main concern, Dave? Or?
Yes, of course. It erodes every year worse and worse. I know that video quite well. The student did a great job, and it got a lot of attention at the time, but that attention never went anywhere. We got further carrots dangled. You'll get a new school soon. You'll get a new parking lot next year. And with every freeze-thaw, it gets worse. And, you know, it's quite legitimately a slip-trip-fall hazard for anyone walking that lot. Faculty, students, we have common areas the town uses. So normal citizens that are going to the skate park or the skating arena or possibly the tennis courts, they're all at risk.
So you took things in your own hands to deliver a message. And what did you do?
Well, everything's so polarized and generally so negative. I wanted to do something that was effective but fun. The state of decay has allowed the parking lot to crumble to such small pieces. I thought, if the politicians are too busy to come and see how bad it is, let's just ship it to them with as polite a letter as I could possibly write.
How has the response been, or has there been any?
No, there's definitely been response. So social media in the town has been quite active, respectful, but 100% on board. The town, there isn't a single voice saying, no, let's not fix the parking lot. The town is unified. I've been getting contacts from citizens and communities across the Anglophone East School District saying, hey, I want to do this with my school or my library or my bridge. I've had contact from opposition MLAs who've reached out to me. I know Rob McKee in Moncton reached out and assured me he's going to keep pushing for basic needs like a safe parking lot. I've got a call with the Liberal leader, the opposition leader today, who wants to talk about infrastructure. I did have my call-in call and thank me for my creativity, but I really need my call-in to push on his peers to get us some more money to fix it. But absolutely astounding response.
What are the big concerns about having a crumbling parking lot?
It's a slip-trip-fall hazard. So with every rainfall, with every snowfall and snow removal, the potholes get bigger and bigger and bigger. So if children are playing, walking, if teachers are walking, if parents are walking, or just citizens are walking, those potholes are a slip, trip, and fall hazard. Then you're looking at, you know, broken legs, broken arms, any number of injuries that can result from a slip, trip, and fall. And slip, trip, and fall is a huge priority in the workforce. It should be a huge priority in the public sector as well. And then, of course, it's just also the risk of damage to cars. Who's going to pay for the damage to cars? And is avoiding a pothole going to cause some sort of vehicular accident? So there's a lot of safety concerns with allowing your parking lot to essentially degrade to agricultural land.
Has there been any work at all put into the parking lot, do you know, in recent years? Or?
Well, they do try to put Band-Aids on it. They'll go and throw some more gravel down, which quickly erodes away again. And that essentially buys them time. Again, to that carrot of we'll fix it next year, it buys them time to get to next year when they throw more gravel down. There's been a lot of stories in social media, which I find quite sad, and I talked to my own son about it. He confirms he's seen it, where the children in the school, particularly the high school, they're going out with shovels and rakes, and they're actually filling the potholes and raking the parking lot themselves. And the school is just trying to do the best it can in the situation it's put in, but we're now using our children to maintain our infrastructure. Like that, ultimately, people like Mike Holland, who's the MLA in the area, they really need to press on their peers, like Minister Carty. I don't believe that if you're telling me in the year of a $500 million surplus, you'll do it next year, you'll actually do it when you don't have that surplus. We need some of that money for infrastructure now, infrastructure that's crumbling. So I'd also encourage everyone to reach out to their MLAs and say, hey, I need you to fix this parking lot. I need you to fix this bridge. I need you to fix this traffic light.